Live show. Missed it two of the last 3 weeks. Finally got a chance to do it. This is sort of an impromptu, extra, chill, listener and fan-based show. We answer questions. We talk to the people. We talk Hawks. Just an extra hangout hour. Join us. Listen. Enjoy. Let's have a day. Let's go. Man, Washed Up Walk-Ons podcast, not really live show. Swish, I might be solo today. I might be solo. And for a second there, as I was watching myself in the stream, it was looking like one of those mukbang situations on YouTube. You guys ever watch those? Let's start it off by talking about mukbangs. This is going to be a more low-key one because, for one, as Swish mentioned, I'm probably going to be solo today. Hawks by a million. BC Wiebke. Not sure if that's how you say it. Search mukbang on YouTube. You'll fall into a deep rabbit hole of watching fat people eat ramen noodles. It's crazy. ASMR. Yeah, here, you want some of that? Why do people like that? That's fucking weird, huh? I agree, Matt. Let's have a day. What a wild world in which I can sit here, not wearing pants, by the way, eat yogurt, have 32 people watch me do it, talk Hawkeye football, and just live life. Beautiful, beautiful world we live in. They can't do this in Afghanistan. Can't do it there. North Korea, can't do it there, huh? But we can in the United States. Let's have a day. Drake might be Mal. Yeah, that is a tough one, Zach. And I'll be honest, probably guilty of that. If you talk to my wife, she's not exactly a fan of how I eat. I eat like a fucking animal. But welcome in, everybody. We've already got 38 people here. For those that are still piling in, I sent Drake the link. He may or may not show up. Right? I'm going to put the call. And that's okay, because then I can hang out with you guys. We can talk chill. I don't have any specific topics today. I might have a few leading questions that can stir up the chat a little bit. But other than that, we're just gonna roll with this. We're gonna hang out. Some of you are probably on the tail end of work, sitting in the cubicle, got me in the earphones. Boss walks by, you throw up the hider screen quick. No, I'm not watching a guy eat yogurt. What are you talking about? Could be. Drake just texts me, "You fucked me over on that deciding the time." Well, I am the CEO, so tough one for him. Let's start with Matt here. Matt says, was the game Saturday against the worst team in the conference? Sure, but there were improvements nonetheless. Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think we tried to make that point on the episode. We don't get to control that Northwestern's the other team running out on the other sideline, right? So when, are we supposed to be penalized for doing well against a bad team? We could have done poorly or average against a poor team, a bad team, right? I think we made improvements. I think there's several reasons for that. I think one, generally, Hawkeye teams under Coach Kirk Ferentz will get better as the season goes on. I think that's one of the main characteristics of a good football team. You can look at this any year, any good team that ends up in the top 20. And even Iowa teams like this team it's a characteristic of them as a program. They will get significantly better from front to back, right? We always have those games against the non-conference. People love to shit on our non-conference schedules. And even in our good years, we're beating teams by, we struggled with Ball State. When I played, we always play Iowa State, even when they were bad, close. And then based off of those performances, you get deeper into the season and you worry a little bit, like, I don't know, we only beat Iowa State by 6 points. Can we hang with Wisconsin? Can we hang with Minnesota? And then we always do, right? So they are a bad team. They are going to be finish as the worst team in the conference, no doubt. You want to talk about bad statistics? You know, we've looked at the Iowa offense plenty of times. Go look at the Northwestern statistics across the board, offense, defense, special teams. It is not good. Lane, with the question on the yogurt, actually, first of all, Casey says that yogurt is great. And then Lane says, how do you feel about the 20 grams of protein Oikos? This is the 15 grammer. The 20 is like the same thing. It's a little bit thicker, just slightly less good tasting, but 5 extra grams of protein. So I usually buy based on price and availability. And if I'm at Costco and that's where I'm buying them, when I'm out of stock at the house, then it's the 15 grammers because they come in an 18 piece box at Costco, or 20, like 20 of them. How about Lister? You're a dude though. How about you give us a flex for the ladies? I'm not going to do it. You can go to my Instagram and see all you want to see. I will not, this is not a horse and pony show. Although those YouTube donations start coming in, those super chats start coming in, who knows what I'll do. Next top five. Top five Thanksgiving foods. Definitely going to be it. Definitely going to be a top five. There's a long time before Thanksgiving, though. We've got 7 or 8 episodes between now and Thanksgiving that are going to come out. And I feel like we got to throw another 1 or 2 top fives in there. I mean, we're not going to do a top five every episode, but I mean, every 2 or 3, right? So maybe we get a few in there. Mike says Northwestern unquestionably the worst team in the conference, but not being pissed off at the end of the game was still a welcome feeling. How about that, huh? And you could tell on social media after the game. It's amazing how many people are willing to give advice, suggestions, what plays they would call in certain situations, why this play was bad, or more importantly, what plays were bad. No reasoning behind why they were actually bad. No logical football analysis to it. When we lose, you know, when things are going bad. But then when things are going good, a lot of the people that were pretty loud the weeks before, not a lot to say. Not a lot to say. Not even positive stuff to say. Now they're capable of just not saying anything, right? That's what I get at when I people think that I personally, Tyler Kluver, not the walk-ons in general, although I think Kevin sort of jumped on my bandwagon with this. I tend to do this thing on Twitter where unintentionally, because I have a perspective and a past in the program that I cannot change, I have these ideas of how we should logically and emotionally think on the outside. And people think that I am condescending, or I'm intentionally telling people, like I'm hypocritical because I'm telling people to not be as fanatical, yet those are the people who are listening to the podcast, yada, 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 right? And I'm just trying to point out the fact that we do too much on the negative side, right? So we beat Northwestern. They're the worst team in the conference. It feels like a hollow win, a hollow victory. And now you're capable of saying, oh, I'm just not going to tweet anything. I'm not going to tweet anything good because they don't deserve it, really. It wasn't real. We didn't. It was Northwestern. But when everything's going bad, you sure find a way to push that tweet button. I love the argument. This is funny. I'll move on after I get past this. But this is my this is the best one. And it's similar to like the parent argument of like, I don't know how you would ever parent without giving your kids screen time. I don't know how you would do it. Easier said than done, not giving them an iPad. Like, bitch, you grew up without an iPad. They weren't invented when you grew up. How did your parents do it? What the fuck are we talking about? Same thing with Twitter. How did the fans in 1985 do it, right? They were sure fine without sending tweets. Fucking making excuses around here. My goodness. Doesn't make any sense to me. Let's be logical about it, huh? Did you listen to what Don Patterson said about Luke Elgin and long snappers in general at Iowa? I didn't. Was that on the podcast with our favorite reporter? I don't know. I know it was on another podcast and somebody posted it in the Discord. Here's the thing. Because I create an Iowa podcast, right? A lot of them, right? We do two a week plus the DHT, which isn't necessarily Iowa football focused, but it's, again, more podcast for the most part, other than 2 weeks where life has just gotten in the way. I've been doing this live show, which is fan-based on the Iowa football. It's really hard for me to get into a bunch of the other Iowa podcasts, right? This is semi-work. So then when I go and I want to enjoy other content, it's usually not Iowa football focused. It's CrossFit, it's strength and conditioning, it's fitness and health, it's sciencey, other shit, right? Comedy. But I'm glad people are talking up the long snappers. I was one of those long snappers. Why are we qualifying the offensive line and running game having their best game of the season? I think what Matt means by that comment is, why do we have to say, oh, it was against Northwestern? Context matters, Matt, I think, in all scenarios, all situations. It's not the only thing that matters, but I think it's to say, let's not expect them to have that type of game for the rest of the year now, because there is the factor of how good the people they're going up against does matter, right? It's just a multifactorial issue, and opponent quality is one of those factors. Plain Greek yogurt as a substitute for sour cream. I mean, in some things, sure. I don't do a lot. In fact, I don't do any cooking that involves the need for a replacement for sour cream. In our house, we always have sour cream available. Big fan of the sour cream. What happened to the crumble reviews? I'll tell you what happened. Their flavors weren't as enticing for a while. They were hitting like 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks in a row. We were drilling them, and both Drake and I were getting them. And he was in Nashville at the time. So Drake moved. His apartment in Nashville was like less than a mile walking distance from his house, or from the crumble. He moved. And so now I'm not sure how far away. It's more of an event to go get the cookies. For me, I'm 30 minutes away from getting those cookies as well. It's less fun when only one of us is getting the cookies. And the flavors over the summer, in my opinion, were not as good as they were when we were doing those reviews. So I'm sure they'll come back. The other problem is that Drake's stomach, it doesn't work properly. If you listen to DHT at all, I often bring up his digestive issues and try and get a read on where he's at. He's been in the process for like over a year now of trying to go to GI specialists and figure out why he's basically just it just doesn't work. It's just not good. From Zach, Iowa still can't be wasting. Yo, dude, Zach, we gotta clean this up here. Iowa still can't be wasting waste downs. Is that first downs? Even if it is a bad team? I don't think we did waste first downs. Is that what you meant? I'm pretty sure I heard John Miller say on the Hawkeye recap on the Iowa Everywhere Network pod that we had like 5.7 yards per play on first down. I don't think that was first downs or wasting first downs. Best quote from Bo Bauer this weekend cannot be repeated, probably. I'd have to think about it, but there were definitely some things said that can't be repeated. He is He is one in a million. Mike, going back to that thing when I just said our parents just ignored us. Hey, maybe we ought to try it, you know? About to be a parent in T-minus six-ish weeks. Probably not going to ignore the baby right off the bat, but let's put it this way. And again, speaking off my ass here, because when the baby comes, it's going to get a lot easier said than done. But if something is important to you, and that could be something for yourself or a way of parenting, a style of parenting, a value in parenting, it will get done. And if it's not important and you don't make it a priority, you will subconsciously slack that off and it will not be something that you're consistent with. It just is what it is. And so if I actually listened to a study about screen time and toddlers the other day that they compared the, it was trying to draw conclusions on the increased diagnoses of ADHD and stuff like that compared to, you know, 30, 20, 10 years ago. And they think part of the problem is the way social media and just general media has developed. Like if you go and take shows from now that are kids shows, Bluey, Paw Patrol, go down the list, right? And you compare them to like the kids shows of the early 2000s, you know, like Mr. Rogers, you know, Barney, stuff like that. The rate of the shows, like how quickly the show moves along and its storyline inside of just even a 22-minute episode, it is exponentially faster. The screen switches, it's just bang, bang, bang. And it's literally programming kids nowadays to have an incredibly short attention span. We're programming ADHD into our kids. Is what it is. But that's not media's fault. They're getting that money. It's on you. It's on you to figure that out and decide what's best for you, your kids, your family, all that kind of stuff. N Attack 3 on the YouTube. What's up with Keegan Johnson? We just sweeping under the rug that this dude is gone after this season. It's a good point. It's a good point. It was actually one of the questions I wanted to bring up today. I saw some wild story. Well, I'll just put this out there. I don't know who said this, but somebody in the Discord said that he got stabbed. What? Dude got in a knife fight? And that was the soft tissue injury? I don't know if there's any truth to that. I heard it was a hamstring early on. I think that's what the rumblings were. No one has really said any details about it. Seems like if it was a soft tissue injury, 8 weeks feels like enough, right? Probably feels like enough to me. At this point, with how this season's going, from a staff and eligibility standpoint, I think the easiest thing to do and the most sensible thing to do would just be like, let's redshirt him. He's played in one game, right? He came back for the... shit, who do we play second? Was it Iowa State? I don't know. I think it was Iowa State. He came back for one game and limped off and didn't really play a whole lot. You get four games in a redshirt year if you want to take it, right? So why don't we redshirt him? Now, the problem with that is Keegan Johnson's a player, arguably a better wide receiver than Charlie Jones. Had to bring up old CJ since we're playing him this weekend. And we've seen what CJ can do in another system with a better quarterback and more passing opportunities. Does Keegan Johnson see himself in that light? And did he see that early on? Get a little bit of an injury? Shit, I could redshirt this year and bounce, save a year. Plus he's got the COVID year. Or does Keegan have the COVID year? I don't know if he does. I actually don't know if Keegan has the COVID year. Because he was not in the program in 2020. Yeah, so that might even make more of a difference. He saves a year of eligibility with the red shirt since he played in his freshman season. Goes and finds a spot where he can play for three seasons and be more of a weapon. I don't like it. You think I like all of our good receivers going other places? No, I don't. But fuck, I mean, this is bullshit. Oh, yeah, I didn't even read it before you said personally complete bullshit. Thoughts on KF's loyalty ruining his legacy. Let me tell you about KF's loyalty. The man wakes up and every fiber of his being, and this is not, this isn't bias. This is unbiased. If you just know, I'm completely emotionally detached from this. This is just what I observed objectively every day. His entire life is dedicated to making the Iowa Hawkeye football program better. Not actually just the program, but he's also philanthropic and there's other stuff, right? I mean, the amount of time he doesn't spend with his wife, the amount of time he didn't spend with his kids, loyalty to what else? He doesn't give a shit. I mean, sure, is he a little out? Is he outdated in his offense? Yeah. You know, like I think that's pretty out there. Is if we have the correct players in the correct spots who are executing at a high level, can we be a middle of the road offensive team? Yeah, I hate this notion that like everybody can be like we like just because how do I put this? We're top in the country in defense, right? And we always are. So it seems so easy in our mind to just go get somebody who's going to make us top third in the country in offense. Why can't we do that? And if we would just do that, we'd be a national title contender every year. I mean, that's the narrative. It's like, if we could just be okay on offense, like just above average, somewhere in the 60s, like not every program can just be top 20 in everything. Right? And in our program, under KF, you have to take the good with the bad. Right? The good being our defense is elite, special teams is elite, development is elite, given that you don't have two entire classes quit, transfer, or get hurt and also go to the NFL. I think people are vastly undervaluing just the absolute coincidence that we fell into this year. Negative coincidence, that is, but pretty crazy. But you have to take with that the fact that in our program, at best, we're going to be a 70th ranked offense. At best. Actually, that's not true. I think we were 56th with CJ and whatever in 2015. You know, like that's, you have to take the good with the bad. I don't know what else to say. Swish said, hammy injury, just like Smith and Jigba is dealing with. I mean, could be. Hammies are tricky. I know that for sure. Here's a huge question. Do you think that Iowa will reach bowl eligibility this year? I don't know if I see two more wins on the schedule. I don't know about that, Ethan. I don't know about that. Guaranteed wins? No. But potential wins? I see four potential wins. We got four games left. We could win all of these games. This game this weekend, we're not favored. If you run it 10 times, they probably win the majority of them. I don't think it's 5-5, right? But this isn't like the Ohio State game where we win one out of 100 matchups. Not even close. We make this game a little muddy. Get a few turnovers. This is going to be an Iowa football game that we're in, especially if our offense can gel and kind of further what they found on Saturday against Northwestern, which isn't out of the question because Purdue's defense is not good. In fact, let me pull up. This is how we do it here on the Wash Up Walk-On. Shout out to everybody listening, by the way. Obviously, everybody here listening live. I love that you guys are so active in the chat. It's hard for me to catch up because I go in depth way too much on the stuff that I do talk about. I will try and catch up here in a second, but shout out to everybody listening on the back end, just on the post script of this. If you guys are interested in more kind of intimate stuff like this, DHT setting, Discord stuff, patreon.com/washedupwalkons. It's going to pay for itself because let's be honest, it's pretty likely that you're going to end up buying, if not for yourself, somebody else, some Hawks by a Million merch or some walk-on merch this holiday season. I just started the process of getting the inventory figured out for this Christmas run of merch. We offer 10, 15, and 20% discounts with our Patreon tier signups. If you order $100 worth of stuff and save $20, which is pretty easy to do when you're ordering merchandise, like two t-shirts and a sweatshirt, you're probably there. You're going to save $20. That literally pays for your subscription for a couple months, right? Not to mention you're donating to the kids, all this other stuff. The Patreon's a no-brainer if you like what we do around here. Let's find these Purdue stats. Before I do that, I actually, just for shits and gigs, I want to go to Charlie Jones stats because for a while he was the Triple Crown winner to be in college football for receiving. He is no longer. He's still up there, though. So we're looking at total receiving touchdowns. Let's see if I can share the screen. Let's be tech guy. Let's be the tech guy here. All right, let's share that screen, huh? Hey, all right, now how do we make it bigger? Let's hide Ethan's comment. That makes it a little bigger. Okay, now let's make it a little bigger. Okay, great. You guys can't see me. Oh, what the hell? There we go. So that dude from Tennessee is balling. Dude's got 14 receiving touchdowns in 8 games. He's damn near 2 a game. That guy might be what's the winner of the receiving award? Is the Blitnikoff? Unbelievable. Marvin Harrison Jr., we played him a couple weeks ago. He's got 10. Houston guy has 10. Charlie Jones is right there tied for fourth. Charlie Jones, Purdue, 8 games, 9 touchdowns. Okay? So fifth in receiving touchdowns. Receiving yards, he sits at 6th. 840 receiving yards in 8 games. 72 receptions, which is probably going to put him first or pretty close. Receptions per game, he sits 2nd behind Xavier Hutchinson at Iowa State. Xavier has 77 receptions. Charlie has 72. Those two are far and away the leaders in receptions per game. The only two to have 9 or more receiving or receptions per game. So those are pretty incredible. Let's look at the team statistics now, though. Because we're talking about, hey, can Iowa's offense actually compete here? So let's go to, we want total defense. Maybe they'll surprise me. Maybe I'll be wrong here, right? Let's find old Perdusky. 43rd in total defense. That is, here we go. 352 yards that they give up per game. That's pretty good. It's not bad. Let's see rushing defense, passing defense. So rushing defense, which is really where Iowa needs to be able to excel. And I think that's where we get started. All right. Not bad. They're only giving up 110 yards per game. So maybe we struggle. I don't know. Hard to say. Hard to say. They've given up 7 opposing rush touchdowns. They give up about 3.5 yards per rush. There's still opportunity there. There's still opportunity there. It's not like, I mean, look at the teams we've played. Illinois, Michigan, Ohio State. Still have to play Minnesota. Rutgers is up there. Iowa State sits right there. I mean, look at our entire schedule damn near fits in the top 30. Of rushing defense. That's one of these other things to consider too. Is our you pair all of our offensive line woes and the factors that play into that, along with the defenses that we just so happen to play this year, recipe for disaster. Recipe for the exact cake that we're currently baking. All right, let's try and catch up on some of these. Yeah, dude, 6 weeks. We're getting pretty close. I'm pretty goddamn excited to be a dad. Let's be honest. Will we have a trophy left in the case after Spencer has finished as a third-year starter? Well, we lost to Cy Hawk. We do not play for one this week. And then after that, it's three straight trophy games. Three straight trophy games. Wisconsin, Minnesota, Nebraska. Do we lose to Nebraska? You know? That game's in Iowa City. I like when it's in Iowa City. And they're not good. They're better than when Scott Frost was the coach, but that's not saying a whole lot, right? I think there's a trophy or two left in the case. I think we've got a shot at beating Minnesota. And here's why. You could definitely make an argument that Minnesota is better than us or they have a great chance at beating us. That game is in Minneapolis, right? Similar to Iowa State, other than this year. Game was early in the season. Similar to Wisconsin, although we're on the flip end of it, those rivalries, one team has had the upper hand and just has something on the other team. And right now, PJ Fleck, similar to Matt Campbell, struggling to beat Kirk Ferentz. And I know it's not, that's not actually how it works, but for some reason, Minnesota feels like or has this thing in their head that they don't do well against the Hawks. The Hawks always find a way. They always find a way. Ever since that ass beating in 14, we've turned that thing around. All right, let's medical redshirt. You could medical redshirt, but let's be honest. If Ott didn't get a medical redshirt, and maybe the NCAA is loosened up. They're just like, screw it. We lost control of the NIL stuff. They're about to be obsolete anyway, you know. The Nevada game. Oh, it was a Nevada game. Okay. I don't think he gets a medical redshirt. That's Keegan Johnson that we're talking about. Is Riley going to take out CJ this weekend? Highly doubt it. Highly doubt it. CJ, Charlie Jones, no matter who he's up against, is kind of getting his, right? And you have to expect that. I mean, let's hope he doesn't go David Bell on us. Somebody posted those stats today on Twitter I saw. I mean, David Bell sunned us. He sunned us. Three straight years, something like 400 and close to 500 total yards in three games, four or five touchdowns, 30 some receptions. Excuse the language, but David Bell made us his bitch. How did we not figure that out? Guy was just good. Yeah, I saw this today too. Wowzer. Anybody else see this? Van Ness, number 25 on the college football player rankings. I mean, by one guy, right? Could be left off another list if somebody else did it, but holy shit. I mean, Van Ness has been playing now, and I know his body, he's built like a fucking gladiator, but is his ceiling that high? Are they just projecting him to be like Aiden Hutchinson? I mean, if he's number 25 on the current college football player rankings, boy's going to have a decision at the end of this year. And I don't feel like he's having that kind of a season. I guess I'd have to look. What are we looking at for? Anybody tell me off the top of their head how many sacks he has? Stats. Lucas Van Ness. He's got, okay, career defensive stats this year. Played in eight games. He's got 26 total tackles, 7.5 for loss, 4 sacks. I mean, it's good. It's good. He's on pace for 6 sacks, which would be one less than last season. He's on pace for about 40 tackles, which would be more than last season. I mean, I don't know. I know he's a player now. Impressive, though. Very impressive. Are they allowed to leave as sophomores? Oh, that's true. He's not even a junior yet. Good call, Courtney. I forget how old these players are. I don't know. Especially with the COVID year, everybody's got 12 years left. I have no idea. So he can't leave. But that's encouraging going into next season, right? Feels good. Here's one thing. Thank you, Swish, for bringing this up. The Washed Up Walk-Ons Toolbox Game Meetup is happening. This is not, and this is for people listening after the fact too. You're listening to this probably before or just after, if you're catching up, the Purdue game. obviously Wisconsin week, that toolbox game happens with Wisconsin. It is going to happen Friday night. I have to reach out to the manager in charge that's helping us kind of put this together. This is not going to be some fancy smanchy meetup, like promo pictures, blasting it out to everybody. I mean, I will tweet it out, but it's not as official as I'd like it to be. Blame that one on Kevin for not being able to like commit with his availability. There is a chance that it just ends up being me, right? It's just me. And that's fucking boring. Drake is not going to be there. But there's a chance that it's Kevin and me. And there's a chance that Bo Bauer is actually there too. So you can meet Bo, who is like, if there, quite honestly, if there was going to be like a fourth honorary washed up walk-on, it would be Bo, Gervais, or Brady Ross. So like, he's pretty close to the program. Will some pre-cut TK sleeveless shirts be available for merch? So here's the funny thing. There's your flex, by the way. Listy. I, as a joke, I mean the most narcissistic thing, but I, as a joke, am thinking about coming out with a t-shirt, a walk-on t-shirt. Not sure what would be on it. Could just be one of our Hawks by a Million shirts, and then putting on the t-shirt as part of the design some like fake perforated lines, like a cut here line that wraps all the way around the sleeve and underneath the armpit, so that you can literally get it and then cut, and then it's like the honorary like Kluver cutoff, Hawks by a Million Kluver cutoff. I think I would sell a couple and it'd be funny. But back to that toolbox meetup, there's not going to be cutoff available. There will be merch available. I'm going to have washed up walk-ons branded, which are like the no university told us not to do this, inventory that I've had sitting in the room right behind this, for a while now. They have the walk-on logo on it. It also says Hawks by a Million. I'll have about 60 of those flags available. I will also have car flags available. So I did a run of same design, has our little logo in the corner, Hawks by a Million, clip the car flag into your driver's side and passenger side window and just let those things flap like a motherfucker as you go down I-80. I will have some of those car flags available. And then I will also have probably, I don't know if I want to give these guys to you or not. I have these little promotional wristbands / business cards that link, that have like two or three promotional QR codes on them that link to our podcast where you can subscribe, link to our Patreon where you can subscribe. It doesn't do a whole lot giving them to you guys because you're the ones that are already subscribed, already know about us, already follow us. So they're kind of for the people that don't know about us to give away to those people, but they've got like a cool little, like not a rubber wristband, but it's like it's a pretty quality wristband that has like Hawks by a Million on the outside with the jersey stripe around it. And then on the inside, it says washed up walk-ons a bunch. I mean, it's pretty dope. I'll have a bunch of that. Will I have anything else? Who knows? I don't know. No way we lose to Nebraska. I don't think so either. I don't think so either. Shout out to Diane for really asking the hard questions here. Do you know what you're having? We do know what we're having. We know what we're having. We know what the name is going to be, and exciting times in the Kluver household. Yeah, 550 yards. This is what David Bell did to us. He's daddy. David Bell is daddy. Let's see. All I want, Courtney, it's all I want is a goddamn Kirk's Dogs t-shirt. I'll show you guys the link. It's right on my, I can literally bring it up. It sits on my desktop, all the time as inspiration of like what we're not allowed to do. And honestly, at this point we could probably update this design, but that's the design right there. How sick are those shirts? Come on now. I'm sorry for those that are listening. Like, you don't get to see this, but go and check the replay on the YouTube. Come on now. And if you look closely, how do I zoom in? Zoom, 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 zoom. That's dog tags with the washed up walk-ons, WW and GK. Fuck. How have we not gotten these approved? All I want. It's all I want. Can't get a response from his agent. Our beautiful people at AdCraft in Clinton are too by the book, just absolutely zip tight to go against just printing stuff without approval. And so the only way that we print these t-shirts is if I go rogue and I find a and I do have people, right? I've got people, and we find a company that will print this design without, you know, nameless, right? Where I don't give away who's printing them, and then they're off the hook. And then we're just kind of on the hook, assuming the risk that KF is not going to come after us and sue us for these. Because that's the only risk here. It's out of respect. It's out of respect to KF that we're not printing these. Because plenty of people, like if I go right now to, if I go right now to like Kirk Ferentz t-shirt, right? You think these motherfuckers got approval for putting Kirk in stencil on the t-shirt? You think KF gave approval for this one? His literal profile picture that they take for the team with MILF on it? No. Nobody got that approval. And I doubt that even this looks like it's, this is by Raygun. They might have got approval. Raygun might have got approval. You know, this is a quote straight up and then uses his name. We're not the prettiest car in the lot, but we get from point A to point B pretty well. Raygun might have got approval. But the only risk we run is that KF or his agent in you know, working for KF sends us a thing like, hey, you can't sell those Kirk's Dogs t-shirts because it uses his likeness. You think if we bring that to Kirk and he's like, oh, Kluve and Drake and Kevin are selling t-shirts that say Kirk's Dogs on it, you think he's going to shut that down? No. But we're trying to be respectful. We're trying to do it the right way. Zach Moore, $10, bro. Come on. Super chat with the $10. Guy's trying to get me on my knees. For those listening on YouTube, I don't even know how you do it, but this guy's found a way. You can super chat, which if you're watching on the YouTube, I think it pins the comment or it highlights it. It makes it so that everybody sees it. And then I myself, if you give us any kind of money, especially live, I'm at your service. I'm at your service. What do you want? Obviously, what you want is we have to get Drake to the game. $10, probably not going to do that, because here's the deal. Outside of the obstacle that we have to fly him from Phoenix to Iowa and then back and take up an entire weekend, of which he truly, if he misses a jiu-jitsu training session 2 days in a row, starts to, you know, the chemical makeup of his brain starts to go a little haywire. And he would have to probably miss like two in a row at least. For some reason, he has like Iowa PTSD. He doesn't like the state. He doesn't like to come back. He gets, right? Now, if we do a legit meetup next year where it's planned ahead of time, I think we can get him there. Think we can get him there. But yeah, I don't know. Zach Moore, shout out to the legend. $10. I don't know how many diapers that buys. Probably like 12. I mean, that gives, you want to know what $10 gets you? All the parents understand this one. $10 gets you about an hour of daycare. Not even an hour of daycare. So don't have fucking kids. How many walk-on army members? Now this guy's trying to figure out how much we're fucking making. How many walk-on army members do you have now? Patreon is worth it. You can give up to $12 a month for the kids and Kluver's diapers. It's facts. I mean, Kyle Glenn is just spitting facts and I don't have to spit them for you. Here's the deal with the Patreon, guys. It is essentially your goodwill donation to the kids every year. Think of it as that, right? So we have tiers that are set at $4, $8, and $12. If you sign up for the year in advance, you knock 2 months off of that for a discount. That's just what Patreon is. It sets up in there. And as a creator on Patreon, we have the option to give you, the subscriber, that option. So now subscribing at, so you get, it's times 10 is what it's worth for the total year. So you're now paying $40, $80, or $120 for the extra content, the discount code that's active 24/7 for our permanent store and our limited time stores, all the extra shit, plus half of it directly goes to the kids. So by you signing up for the Patreon, you're automatically sending $20, $40, or $60 straight to the kids' hospital for their Christmas toys, gifts, and care around the holidays. Looking like we're going to be giving about $25,000 in large part due to the Patreon signups. We're well north of 400, Kyle, Patreon members. I can't say much more. You guys are absolutely legends. And as a collective, you guys are basically the Children's Hospital Collective. We're going to cross over 50,000 total dollars that our brand will have given to the hospital this year. How amazing is that? And it's not because of us. It's because you guys decide to support the extra content. It is a little bit because of us, because if we don't show up to do the podcast, then the ad revenue doesn't collect. And right. But like, you guys are insane. Absolute insane. Hawk Dong's t-shirt, that one, that one technically would need approval because it says Hawks in it. Yeah. I understand, Caleb. I understand. Just lock the door. Go in the other room and lock the door. Idea from Phil Parker's paw here. Can we get a shirt that says Hawks on the Rocks with a bottle of Canadian Club underneath it? I'll be honest, I don't understand that one. I get it, like it's an alcohol reference. I don't understand the Canadian Club part of it. Bring Drake anywhere and he'll start antiquing everyone. I've never seen or heard the word antique used as a verb, but Chris, I like it. I fucking like it a lot. And you're right, Swish, it is big time. That kind of money for the kids. And I hope it keeps going. I wish people understood how truly passionate me, Drake, and Kevin have become about the ability to do this on a regular basis, talk shit, be part of the Iowa media while still being the outcasts of Iowa media. Like, we're just content creators based on Iowa football for the most part. We get to bring our friends on here. And at the end of the year, because you guys support us, we are giving thousands of dollars to the Children's Hospital that was built starting when we got there. It was the ground was broke literally as we came into campus in 2013. And then it was officially finally opened our senior year. And that was when the wave started. I mean, that hospital basically went to college with us and graduated with us. So it's so special. And yes, I make money. Like, we only give 50% of what we make profit wise from our Patreon and from our ad revenue from our merch to the kids, because there is a large amount of work that goes into making this podcast and time and going places and stuff like that. But the money that I make from it isn't necessary. If it went away, I wouldn't care. I make plenty of money just doing my fitness business. It's seriously all about the kids. It's fucking amazing. Yeah, 12, exactly. That's what I'm saying. If you're on the fence about signing up for the Patreon, here's your kicker, right? I'm not even a coffee drinker. And because my wife is, like, occasionally on the weekends, I'll end up getting, have you guys ever had a turtle mocha? Are you kidding me, dude? Go to Smoky Row in Des Moines and grab yourself a turtle moke. And that's about $5-6 right there. You get two of those in the month, And that's the same amount of money that you could be getting extra content, discount codes, and giving to the kids. So now, by switching that $12 around from your Turtle Mokes, which I understand are completely, undeniably delicious, you're now healthier and giving to the kids. It's a win-win. Thanks, Kyle, for selling that on your own. Yeah, I agree. Comment from Zach. How can you be a Hawkeye fan, not be a Hawkeye fan, and not enjoy the happiness that the football and wave brings to the kids? It's unbelievable. Swish asks, have you reached out to the child life at UHC if you could walk through the hospital dressed in Santa outfits, strolling around with a cart full? That was one of the ideas that Drake and I had. I believe that conversation turned into us having a WWE style wrestling match with the kids in costume. We're such assholes. Kevin, Drake, and I definitely need to do a walkthrough at some point. At this point, I'm just trying to figure out and get set up how we can get like one of those big checks, fake checks that we write 25,000 on, washed up walk-ons, and get me and Kev to take a picture in front of the hospital. Cause giving $25,000 and not at least, you know, kind of officializing that with a picture with the check in front of the hospital, I mean, we kind of need that. And this is a great reason too, Caleb. I do $12 for two reasons: the Kluver flexes and the healthy kids. I agree. Great cause. Let's see. It's been a hell of an hour, people. This went better than expected, especially without Drake. We had 40 to 50 to 60 people in here at all times. And it's fun to have you guys in here and just do a little chat, and then everybody else gets to relive this hour on a later time if they don't catch it live. We'll finish with this. Do you think there is more animosity from the offense or defense this weekend towards Charlie Jones and Tyrone Tracy? I would guess, assuming that the departures from both of them were as clean as I kind of get the vibe that they were, I don't think there's animosity for anybody, right? When you are a guy in a program and you're living that life, you kind of realize, damn, I don't, you know, in the end, this is just a game. It's an opportunity for a guy just like me who may have come from less than me to make something of his life. And those guys are happy for Charlie and happy for Tracy. I bet there's more animosity from Tyrone than there is from the Iowa guys. Because Charlie decided to go be a star and take a ton of receptions from Tyrone. Tyrone is like the third option, the fourth option at Purdue. And if Charlie doesn't show up, he's probably more of a factor in their offense. So I don't know. I think everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. Yeah, I just pinned a message. I don't know why I did that. The big check that they can only cash at the big bank. Yeah, that. Again, unbelievable hour here by myself. It is wild that I just get on here and then we just talk words for an hour and things make sense. Thank you, everybody. Zach Moore, legend of the day with the $10 dono. We love you. Swish, Listy, Courtney, Matt, Chris, Phil Parker's Paw, Tracy, everybody who participated today. Y'all are legends. I cannot thank you enough for participating and making this show what it is. Doing it in the Discord as well and showing up every single week. We appreciate you guys. We love you. It's Hawks by a Million. We're recording the main show in just two and a half hours tonight, which you guys will hear tomorrow for the Thursday episode, the Purdue preview. And until then, tomorrow, we will talk then. Peace.